News and Talk Station.
It's now 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, and our smart water meter challenge has now 213 smart water meters pledged to the tune of 6 million rand plus some change. It's a campaign brought to you by Shoprite Checkers, Bridgeot, Pragma, and the University of Stellenbosch. And one of the schools, for example, Hector Peterson Secondary School in Wallisdene, managed to save 52,000 rand a month with the use of the device called the Dropula, which was designed by a professor at Stellenbosch University. The device is a locally developed and manufactured smart water meter that allows consumers to track and manage their water consumption in real time. And you can be part of the movement too. All you have to do is go to schoolswater.co.za for more details. That's schoolswater.co.za for more details. If you manage your company or organization's CSI budget, if you have access to somebody who manages that CSI budget, 30,000 rand is all it will cost your organization to have a school fitted with one of these smart water meters. To tell us how the department is going to allocate these smart water meters, we've invited the spokesperson for the Western Cape Education Department, Paddy Atwell. Paddy, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa, and thank you very much for having us.
213 schools to be fitted with these smart water meters is something that the department must be happy about.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. We're really pleased and grateful for the initiative being shown here by Shoprite and yourselves for helping to promote this. They've certainly taken the lead in promoting this this project, and they've pledged to install these meters at 100 schools. And we have been discussing a partnership with Bridgeot and Shoprite for a while now, and we have agreed to provide funds to schools to cover 40% of the cost of installation for a further 170 schools, which should bring the total to 270. So that'll be great. And judging by the way that the people are taking this cause up, it's really doing well. So we're certainly tracking tracking progress with great interest.
Because the benefits are multiple, are they not, Paddy? We are a drought-stricken city and province, without a doubt. So the more water we can save, the better. And this Dropula will help the school save on water. But more importantly, as shown by Hector Peterson Secondary School in Wallisdene, it also saves the school's money.
Absolutely. And it has further spin-offs as well. Obviously, we have something like 1.1 million school children, school learners in the province, and if they all save as much as being saved at Hector Peterson at the moment, you multiply that out, it's probably about 27, 28 litres per child. It runs into quite a few million, up towards 30 million litres a day. So it could be very significant if it's taken on board extensively. So we're certainly looking forward to seeing more of it rolled out. We have other guidelines and so on that has gone out to schools. But the system will make it much easier to monitor water. But also, in addition to saving money and saving water, schools are in a very, very good place to educate communities as well through the children. So that the schools are using these systems to educate children about water usage. And the children are taking the message home. So the message could spread as well through communities as well about water saving through our young people. So that's a great advantage as well.
The important question then becomes, Paddy, how do you determine school A gets priority over school B in terms of having this smart water meter installed in their school?
Yeah, look, the first 100 that we've identified are those schools that are the biggest consumers. So that was how we prioritized it first. I need to add as well that in addition to ourselves as Education Department, the Department of the Premier has also come on board, and they will be installing or covering the cost of installations at 5 of the first schools to be installed. So a lot of people coming to the party. The 270 schools will be based mainly on consumption figures. So we're looking for putting the meters in where they need it the most.
And how, I've actually never seen any of these Dropula smart water meter contraptions. How quickly is it to install? So how soon are we going to see the 270 schools installed, having these meters installed in there? And how soon do you anticipate, obviously, the benefits then that will be coming from the saving of water and money for the schools?
Look, we do hope to get as many systems in before the December holidays, because we will It will be very useful to use the system to detect leaks, because obviously when the best time to see if there are any leaks in any system is over the weekend, during out-of-school hours, and then, of course, during the holiday. So if we can get as many installed as possible before the December holiday, that would be fantastic, because it would make it easier to detect leaks then. It's up to Bridget, really. I'm looking at their website at the moment, or the ShopRite website, and I see many of the pledges many of the installations have only been in for 2 or 3 days. There's some schools that have had them in for a while now, including Hector Peterson. But obviously they can't all be installed immediately, and Bridget is basically managing that process. But I know they're working flat out to get the systems into schools as soon as possible. So there's a process involved. Once a pledge is made in between ShopRite and Bridget, they'll make the arrangement to get it installed. So there's some, and then of course there's a question of setting up the management systems as well, and discussing systems with schools. So there is a process involved. But certainly we want to get as many of the systems in schools as possible before the December holidays. But the 270 schools, the plan is to make sure that they're all installed within 4 months.
That's fantastic. Pat Attwell, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Spokesperson for the Western Cape Education Department. You can go to schoolswater.co.za to find out how you and your corporate organization can make a pledge. It's only 30,000 rand for you to help with the installation of the smart water meter system. The Western Cape province has 1,672 schools across 137 cities and towns. And in order to help these schools save millions of litres of water every month, the ShopRite Group has launched this smart water meter challenge, and we're obviously helping them. The Dropula smart water meter at Hector Peterson School, once again, saving the school millions of litres of water, as well as tens of thousands of rands. Imagine the difference we could make if more schools were signed up to be part of the smart water meter challenge. If you are in charge of your CSI budget at your company, or know somebody who is in charge of that CSI budget, you're certainly welcome to tell them about this wonderful challenge and invite them to go to schoolswater.co.za and hopefully help another school install this important device to help them save on water as well save some money.